Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Is Jamie Foxx still swirling over Katie Holmes?
And we have a dish going viral that will have you running to the child support line, y'all.
Plus, a Beyonce fan is not happy about the price she paid for concert tickets.
Welcome to Dish Nation! Hey!
Yes, okay, honey. So what's up first, Tamar?
Well, baby, there's some shades in the street.
Uh-oh.
Yes, y'all. It looks like my girl Keke Palmer is going to be the leading lady in Usher's music video for his new song, Boyfriend.
Yes!
Shady Boots. And child, the chorus to the song goes, well, Tanner Banner, can you read it?
Yes. Somebody say your boyfriend's looking for me. Watch this.
Uh-oh. Now, y'all might not think that's shady, but y'all remember last month and Usher was serenading Keke with her cheeks out at his Las Vegas show? Yes, and her man or her baby daddy, Darius, called her out on it, and it caused Beyonce's internet to go crazy. Now, what y'all think about this? Is this petty betty or what?
Yo, it's brilliant, man. Like, Keke Palmer and Usher have always figured out a way to take things that was going on in their personal lives and spinning it artistically to get things popping again.
Yes.
And I think it both teams win here.
I agree.
So was the boyfriend really mad or was this all part of it?
I think it was part of it. I think it was part of it. Because, like, if you got a music video set up...
No, baby, he was big mad.
That could be months, though, that you got a music video set up. So I think this is all part of the thing.
Not now, Dad.
He was insecure.
He was insecure.
You're a mother. You're a mother.
That's tacky of Keke to do that. She's a young lady.
What you mean?
She's old enough. She has a baby.
She's old enough, but whoever does a little smoke dance on 500, she may have been messing with Usher if she's doing this damn video.
She wasn't.
Ain't no way. She's an actress. That's what we do, darling.
She was.
But that's disrespect to your doggone baby's daddy, honey.
She's not messing with Usher.
I am into hot mom Keke. Like, she looks great. I love her getting on stage. I love her being in the music video like this. I'm full support. I like hot mom Keke, not mom Keke, freaky Keke. I mean, all shades of Keke.
Don't date nobody in the entertainment space. How about that?
Yeah.
Go pick up a girl from Orange Julius.
Okay.
Well, baby, Jamie Foxx, honey, is still down with the swirl, honey. Now, a rumor is going around that he wants to win back his ex, honey, that good white woman, Miss Katie Holmes, baby. Yes, honey.
You heard right, Gary. Of course they came to me for the rest of this story.
Right.
Okay, according to reports, Jamie's recovery made him revisit his 2019 breakup with Katie. A source spoke on their previous love connection and said Jamie has dated scores of beautiful women in his life, but none came close to matching what he had with Katie.
Aww.
Their chemistry was off the charts.
Aww.
What do you think, guys? Are we here for the two of them getting back together? He's been through a lot lately.
I'm so here for it. First of all, it's nothing like a man coming to a near-death experience and realizing that he got to go get his life back together.
Yeah.
Really? I love it.
And if
she
made him happy, I'm with it, too.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm sure Tom Cruise didn't approve to that.
Oh, here we go.
He and her boss, they broke up a long time ago. And at the end of the day, like, sometimes, like you said, like, you know, when Lamar Odom came back from the grave, right? And he realized that, yo, Khloe Kardashian was the one. It was a little too late because she had kind of moved on with her life. But, yo, for Jamie, there's still time.
Isn't it amazing, though, that all these, honey, African-American men, these Negroes coming back from the grave with white women?
Maybe that's the secret ingredient that bring them back.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Tamar, y'all lose then.
Nah, baby, I don't lose at all. In and out the courtroom.
Oh.
Read on.
All right.
Well, all right, y'all, moving on. It's time for
Dish Gone Viral.
Man, I bet you this baby daddy wish he wasn't in the club this night.
All right.
So a woman claims that the father of her son is always in the club and not provide for their child, right? So she found him in the club one night and went all out of her way to embarrass her ex by sending a bottle along with a sign that said this. If that's not a want to get away moment, I don't know what is.
Oh my god,
crazy.
Yo, and them chicks was holding the bottles and the signs so proudly,
like
they didn't even read it. Like, it's like, oh, happy birthday. Nope. Now social media is split about this because some say don't do anything out of desperation while others say desperate times call for desperate measures. The crazy thing is, like, you want this dude to provide for your kid. Do you know how much bottle service costs in a club?
Okay.
You just robbed your kid of school clothes and lunch money for 2 weeks.
But she had to do something to get his attention.
She sure damn did.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not, obviously she can't reach him any other way than in his element with the bottles.
Poor thing, I feel so bad, child. Oh my God, honey.
Like, how would you get somebody's attention, Gary, if they ain't been paying you attention and you gotta make a statement?
They're not paying your child support.
I'll go to the club with the baby. And bring the baby and leave him in the club, honey. I gotta go run to the grocery store. I'll be back.
I'm going to the grocery store.
Oh my God.
And leave the baby in with the club?
Him. That's right. He in the club.
No, because then that means you don't care about the baby. You can't just leave the baby.
But I have to get his attention some kind of way. So since I can't get it by calling you, I'm bringing this damn little bastard to the club. I mean, this baby to the club and leaving it there.
Maybe send the baby with the nanny to the club to just sit there and hold
the baby. But little Leroy going to be in the club with him.
Little Leroy, Lord God. Well, moving on, y'all. Mr. Tracy Morgan is saying it out loud and proud that he is on Ozempic and he doesn't get it. Okay? I know the feeling. All right, well, during a recent appearance on the Today Show, Tracy was asked about his recent weight loss. Well, he shocked host Jenna Bush and Hoda Kotb by admitting he was on the popular weight loss shot Ozempic. Y'all gotta look at this.
Wow.
By the way, you've been working on your body and on your health.
That's Ozempic. That's how this weight got lost.
You're not. Are you really on Ozempic?
I went and got a prescription, and I got Ozempic.
No, you did not.
I ain't letting it go.
Period.
What part of that? Ozempic makes your eyebrows thick.
No. He got them burnt from Sesame Street eyebrows now. It used to not be like that.
Okay. Is this why, Gary, is this why your beeper is always going off? Which, by the way, it used to go off all the time. Now I'm worried that you're not bringing it to set.
Right.
I'm a little worried.
He's hiding it and turning it off.
So took the battery out like the smoke detector.
Yeah. What's up?
I'm turning it off now because y'all humiliated me so damn
That's
much.
That's because you beat every 10 seconds.
You were beating all the time.
I thought you was either selling drugs or something was going wrong.
Like, stay away from that chocolate, Gary.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I'll take me on Ozempic beeper any day.
Girl.
Beat me up, Scotty.
Yeah.
All right, we're moving on. A member of the Beehive ain't too happy because she claims she got jacked by the Renaissance tour.
What?
Now, a lady who goes by the name of Drea ATL on TikTok says she spent $1,400 on the semi-nosebleed Beyonce tickets that she could have gotten for $100 the day of the concert.
Wow.
And she says it's not fair.
That's just a chance
you
take.
It's a gamble.
You know, I purchased my tickets during the pre-sale when it was all the frenzy, when she first announced, and you had to get the email. I'm sure there's other ladies and people who did the same as I did. And I spent $1,400 for seats in the 200s just to find out that if you purchase maybe months later or even the day of, you could get a seat in the 100s or even near the floor for like $200 or $100.
She should have known Beyonce is just like Target, bitch. They gon' sell.
What?
They have sales,
Wait
honey.
A minute, bitch.
They have sales.
Like,
I would have never spent that kind of
don't
money on
that.
A ticket.
That's
honey.
Why you didn't go and see the experience of your life. You missed it.
Yeah.
But I did find a lot of joy in watching people who bought those last minute Beyonce tickets that went on.
That was great.
Yo, $75 tickets, $100 tickets, and they were decent too.
Yeah, but they were in luck, y'all. I don't want nobody to think that this is like this in every city. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she had 3 shows in ATL.
Yeah.
You know?
So is this what y'all do, Tamar and Brett? Do y'all drop ticket sales like that, or y'all people just be happy to go?
I'm not Beyonce.
Our money's guaranteed, just like our sister's Beyonce.
Right.
Okay.
No sales.
I have nothing to do with it for ticket going sale.
Me
that ain't my problem. That's the promoter.
If this came across your radar and you were Beyonce, would you say something?
Absolutely not. I don't have time for it.
Really?
She paid already, honey. She come to perform and leave.
Go home.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
And here people ain't got no damn drugs and crime spreading on the street, hell. People can't get enough to eat.
What does that got to do?
It definitely got
the
drugs.
Who you stole
with Renaissance tour tickets?
Coming up, honey, fans bring a Delta tears on stage. We'll explain after the break.
Oh, my God.
He's saying either buy your drugs or buy your Beyonce tickets is what he's saying.
Lord.
Okay.
Gary needs a Ozempic shot.
Okay.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
now y'all know everybody who does a gender reveal tries to come up with something no one else has done before. So listen to this. A couple named Chris and Chantel got Adele to do their gender reveal during her Las Vegas show at Caesar's Palace. Aww. Check this out.
Chantel and Chris are having a baby boy. That's so emotional. Oh, my God. Even when I get pregnant, will you do my gender reveal with the show? I'll invite you back if you can do it.
That was a little emo, though, right? And random.
Like, your hormones like have to be kind of raging a certain way to, like, react that way. You think Adele's pregnant?
I'm not saying it because you sit here, Brett's gender reveal was cute. It was great. We had cute food, honey. And, honey, they had the, what you call that,
paparazzi
stuff?
The confetti stuff,
yeah. Coming out and everything. Hell, she just sitting on stage crying because Chris possibly was having
a baby. I feel like Adele Givens would have did a better job announcing the baby.
Well, Tic-Tac is a whale.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're not breaking down a whole Adele show to do a gender reveal for some random couple in Vegas.
Well, you should have done a gender reveal period then.
It would be dope if the horn section was like, bah, 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 and then, like, you know, she dropped it, but, you know.
Just something a little extra special.
Exactly.
Hello from the mother's side?
I don't know.
Hello from the mother's side? That's funny.
All right, yesterday we talked about former NFL star Michael Oher, who the movie The Blind Side was based on, and how he says his parents, Sean and Leanne Tui, tricked him into agreeing to a conservatorship at 18, saying it was the same as an adoption. Well, guys, we've got a sequel, because now the family is saying that Mike actually tried to run a shakedown on them. In a statement, they said the Tuis opened their home to Mr. Oher, treated him like a son and one of their three children. Mm-hmm. His response was to threaten them, including saying that he would plant a negative story about them in the press unless they paid him $15 million.
What?
End quote. Now, reports say Mike was shut out from Blindside profits while the Tuis received $225,000 each. That's something that we talked about here. But the Tuis say that they didn't make anything from the movie, only $14,000 each from the book the movie was based on, and they say that that included Mike.
Yeah, see, I don't think the person who didn't know the difference between a conservatorship and an adoption would be able to say, hey,
exactly,
I'm going to extort you for $15 million and blackmail you. I don't think that same person would do that, man.
And how you don't get money from a movie?
I was just getting ready to say, they didn't make money from the movie, I don't think.
No. It's the victimness for me. Oh, we took this little black boy in who didn't have any food or a home or family. We treated him like our own. And this is, he becomes a big, huge star. And this is what he does to us. I can't.
Well, it's three sides to every story. It's
the book said they went after the man and the man started living with them. And he became a big sports guy. They wrote a book and a movie. Pay that man his money, period.
I don't think anybody made millions, though. That's
the thing. Like, some of the milk is not clean. Mm. Ain't no way somebody gonna take you in that all of a sudden when you get to be an adult, you don't like them no more. Something's off.
I think it's because he came to the realization that, hey, this paperwork I had that I thought said I had adopted family, he was like, yo, it was just a conservatorship.
Or either he running out of money, or he don't have no more money.
That could
and
be
he's
a
like,
thing.
That could be
y'all
it.
Made some money, now I
but
want
I thought they made
the
$36 million playing football.
Then you got agents, then you got investments.
That could go quick.
Your homeboy wants to open a oil change barbecue joint.
Oil change barbecue joint. Yo, you
know, the money go fast, man.
Barbecue and foot massage.
Using the same oil. Up next was the internet blindsided by Coco Austin's sexy pics? Nah, but they do have thoughts. Details after the break.
Oh, wow.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey. Welcome.
Guys, it seems like Coco Austin just can't post in peace.
Uh-oh. Oh,
she recently shared these photos to her IG with the caption, trying to get my last summer, trying to get my last summer days in. Hashtag poolside, hashtag swimsuit lover. Aren't we all? Well, the trolls were trolling. Some comments were, I'm not sure how you got a husband. Most men do not want a man to sexualize their wife. And another was, what a poor, disgusting example she is for her child. And of course, people like me enjoy the photo and hit it with that double tap. And some people commented praising how great she looks. Now, why can't people, if you don't like it, why are you following?
These people are obviously haters. I want to see the pictures of the people who posted the things that they posted hating on her. Because, like, yo, she built for the trip. That's how she got the husband.
But I just think that's nasty. You all gapped open like a like you're trying to catch a shrimp.
I don't think it's that offensive, Gary. I just think you're offended.
I am.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. That woman got a child.
And
yeah, and keep posting like that, she's gonna have more.
Like she's naked, Gary. Mm-hmm.
No, but I mean,
what does she having a child has to do with any of these?
Because that child gonna grow up to see her mama posing like a damn
trumpet. It's not
trumpet.
A vulgar pose,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
Why you gotta have your legs all gapped up? Why she can't sit like me with her legs?
No, that's
crossed?
The pose that some people do when they drop like their keys. Sometimes. I've seen people pick up their keys with that exact same pose.
Pick a penny, anything.
Sometimes women drop their keys and their knees don't work, and so they just like straight down like that. I've seen it. I've seen it happen.
Drop down, get your eagle on.
Yeah. Wow.
No, sir.
All right, we're moving on. It's no secret that rapper G Herbo's baby mama, Ari Fletcher, and his ex-fiancée, Tyena Williams, have some type of beef. Now, recently, Ari has accused Tyena of being mean to her son, and she even leaked Tyena's number online. Ooh. Because G Herbo left his son, Yo Sean, with Tyena while he was out of town, and Ari couldn't get in contact with Tyena. Well, Ari recently went on live with her son, and Tyena's name came up, and check out how it went down.
What about Tata? Are you cool with her?
He's messy. Who said I... No, let's not get into it. Who else?
Why do you don't like her?
Why she don't like me? Hmm? Why she don't like me?
Wait, she doesn't like you?
That's what you said.
Kids are something else.
Right. Yeah, Ari should have switched the subject up because you know people are going to come at you and be like, why are you putting a kid in the middle of all this? You know what I mean? At the end of the day, if y'all got beef, y'all got beef. Keep Shorty out of it.
But the kids are too grown as it is now.
They come out like that, Gary.
I see
that. There's nothing you can do about it.
I would have got tapped on the lips, honey, as a child. That would be me.
Yo, and the crazy thing is, like, Ari seemed like the kid was going to, like, you know, like, back up her claims. And, yo, he clearly looked like he didn't know what she was talking about in that moment, man. Like, anytime kids look off, like, they looking, like, towards the clouds and you're inside, yo, it's like, they're trying to find the answer somewhere.
Yeah, it's giving like, my name Paul and that's between y'all.
Kids pick up on vibes. Kids see vibes.
Yeah. Does he have to be around that other person?
I mean, probably, because that's who the dad is around, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, to him, that's probably, like, mom number two. You know what I mean?
That's someone who he hangs out with a decent amount, probably has a good time with.
She probably doesn't get a little bit more ice cream than, you know, regular mom. Or none at all, depending on how that step dynamic works. You just don't know how it's gonna be.
It's tough.
Yeah. It's gotta be. Yeah. I'm glad I don't have to worry about that.
Okay. All right, coming up. Can there be trouble in the air for Bennifer 2.0? You be the judge right after the break.
No.
I hope not.
Me
I hope not.
I hope not neither. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back. Alright, so Jennifer Lopez posted what some are calling a lackluster birthday tribute to her hubby, Ben Affleck's 51st lap around the sun. Well, y'all, she posted a video of the two cruising in their hair blowing in the wind, blasting Sam Cooke's What a Wonderful World with the caption, "Dear Ben, happy birthday, I love you." Okay, now people feel she should have wrote something a little more. I think that was fine. What y'all think?
I think so too. Totally people fine. Need to stay out of the lady business.
Mind they damn business.
I haven't seen a look that happy since he got to be Batman the first time.
This is a beautiful moment.
Yes.
You know, sometimes people can brag too much about the relationships on social media, and you're like, no, I didn't like that.
If she wrote a whole paragraph, whenever someone writes all that stuff, there's trouble in paradise.
Right.
They look happy in a video, and they usually don't look happy in videos.
Yep,
we'll
right.
take that as the dub.
All right, Gary, what's the negative thing you got to say?
They're not that damn happy.
Why
not, Gary?
Talked about him the other day here where he was what you call that? Mean mugging the other day. Now I was like, they singing happy birthday.
People have good and bad days in relationships.
Mean mugging the paparazzi. But he wasn't mean mugging Jen,
no. She said, do what you need to say, happy birthday. That's all she had to say.
Sounds to me like somebody might be bitter that they don't have someone singing them happy birthday because they might be single all the time.
I wonder who you're talking about, Tanner.
I don't know who that could be.
Happy birthday, Gary. We like you.
I sing my own song, baby, to myself. I don't need nobody, boo.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.